Welcome to SciBud, your science buddy, bringing you the freshest breakthroughs from bioimaging. We use AI to bring you science news daily. I'm Maple, your guide for today's quick dive into an exciting new discovery. In recent research, scientists have made significant strides in understanding the complex world of lymphatic vessels, focusing on their structure and function using innovative bioimaging techniques. This study centers around a particular marker, LYVE1, which is crucial for identifying these vessels. The researchers hypothesized that using nanobodies, small antibodies derived from camelids, could improve imaging of lymphatics within intact mouse organs compared to traditional methods that often falter with tissue depth. So, what exactly did they find? Well, they created specific nanobodies targeting LYVE1 and put them through rigorous testing. What's particularly fascinating is that these nanobodies were able to penetrate deeper into the tissues with much less hassle than conventional antibodies. This allowed the researchers to visualize lymphatic vessels more effectively, particularly in organs like the kidney, where such structures have been notoriously difficult to image. With the aid of these nanobodies, they discovered something noteworthy. LYVE1 expression in kidney lymphatics is spatially restricted. This means that not all lymphatic vessels in the kidney express LYVE1, unlike those in other organs such as the skin, heart, and lungs, where it is more uniformly present. The researchers established that this restriction appears early in the kidney's postnatal development. Moreover, they used advanced techniques such as single-cell RNA sequencing to back up their findings, giving credibility to their observations about organ-specific differences. Now, let's break down how they achieved these results. The scientists began by immunizing llamas with a modified murine LYVE1 protein to produce the nanobodies. Following this immunization, they isolated the lymphocytes, extracted genetic material, and produced a library of potential nanobody candidates. Several rounds of selection were conducted to ensure that they ended up with nanobodies that specifically bind to LYVE1. After confirming the effectiveness of these nanobodies, they embarked on imaging various mouse organs. In their experiments, the nanobodies demonstrated superior ability to label lymphatic structures deeply embedded within tissues. This was especially telling in the kidneys of postnatal mice, where they could visualize networks of lymphatic vessels that traditional methods failed to reveal. The study had its strengths and weaknesses. On the plus side, the clear methodological transparency made it easier for other researchers to replicate their work. They detailed every step of their experiments, ensuring rigorous validation of their findings through various controls and comparative analyses with standard AIG antibodies. Notably, the statistical methods were well chosen, and the article offered a thorough literature review, providing a strong foundation for their research. However, there were a few areas for improvement. While the data and antibody specifics were well documented, the authors did not provide direct links to where this data could be accessed, which hampers reproducibility. Although they compared their new findings to existing literature effectively, the potential functional implications of their observations within the renal context were left somewhat unexplored. To sum it up, the study contributed significantly to our understanding of lymphatic vasculature by introducing a novel method using nanobodies. This will likely enhance our ability to study not only healthy functioning lymphatics but also their roles in various diseases, given their involvement in processes such as inflammation and tumor dissemination. As always with captivating discoveries in the scientific world, the door is open for future investigations that could build on this foundation. What might we learn about lymphatic function as researchers continue to explore this specialized field? The implications stretch beyond mere imaging techniques, potentially affecting therapeutic strategies for a range of conditions. That's a wrap on today's episode. Thank you for joining me on this exploration of the latest in bioimaging research. If you're curious about more science breakthroughs, be sure to tune in again as we continue to uncover the wonders of the scientific world. Until next time, keep asking questions and stay curious.